Здравствуйте, доктор Лайтман. Хотел бы вам задать несколько вопросов по тому, как не просто коронавирус шагает по планете, а то, какие последствия сейчас у нас есть
экономически. We're not just going to be talking about the spread of corona on Earth, but relative to the economical topics, what state the world's in, how we see things, and what we would recommend. So first of all, let's paint the picture. The spread of this virus is accelerating in the United States. There are already 70,000 people are infected. Over 700 people died. Dozens of people in harsh situations. About 500,000 are infected in the world. This means that the dynamics, this changing dynamics between countries that have been infected, the Chinese are coming out of this situation to a more calm situation. That's the state of the virus, more or less. And every single country responds a little differently to the situation. I'd like to also hear your opinion on the topic. Secondly, we have now economical response that are very unique at the moment. Let's say in the United States, they took a very special decision. The Senate decided that they're going to invest more than $2 trillion, which is interesting where they're going to get that money, because they're in an immense debt of trillions of dollars. So they want to invest about $4 more trillion in re-establishing the economical, to support the population and the economic situation. With that, the local dollars and different currencies are dropping, and the bubble of the dollar is exploding and growing. There's a very contradictive picture that's very interesting. With that, Donald Trump declared that he's going to cancel the whole isolation in the United States close, and thanks to the economy he wants, thanks to people being busy and working to raise back the country and for them to feel this positive move of his towards the elections and support him in the elections. I wanted to ask you, how do you relate to this picture, this general picture? It's all connected like in a one chain. What is the correct response, in your opinion? Who would you support in the world? What would you think? We can't hear you. What do I think as the correct response, the most appropriate response? I think that establishing the building of the right attitude of a person to the society and to the world is the only thing that can save us. If we don't have this virus, there'll be another. We have come to a complete contradiction of the integral system, the one system of nature, and we're trying to destroy it with all the possible methods. Therefore, this is the response we're receiving. And of course, it won't pass just like this, all that we're doing. What is Trump doing? He's doing what a businessman can do. And he's a person who has very few possibilities that stand before him. To either completely go with this system that is freezing fully all of production, the whole business world, and then America becomes an absolute desert. You could imagine to yourself what that means, that the first country with the most important industry in the world, with this technological, scientific, and financial level, freezes the whole world. It's very simply to drown it, to bring it to this state of an absolute zero, meaning to drown it within a tank that has the absolute zero in it. So I think that actually his decision, generally, in accordance with the opportunities that stand before him, and the extent of what stands before him, he can't do anything else. To stop such a country like America, he can't. Sasha, we need to say that most of the Americans are satisfied with this decision because he supports the industry, the production, and so on. But of course, the country itself has very big clashes between people. There are very different states, the different elites, the media, and of course, they're starting to accumulate great resistance to Trump, like it always happens before elections. And now, they're emphasizing this manner that he put the public, the population of the United States, and is endangering them, and so forth. But that's a decision that may be dangerous, as far as he's concerned, but it might take them out of this situation somehow. Rav, I think this decision is right also in the way that it will enable him to make many decisions also as far as the immigration of people from Latin America to the United States. He will be able to close the borders where he needs to. He will be able to do whatever he wants, because on one hand, there's an exaggeration of the situation, there's a exacerbation. On the other hand, he's getting the possibility to make money, to earn, to work and do that. Meaning he can navigate however he wants and no one will be able to blame him for anything. Sasha, so you could say that we could describe the situation this way, that the development of the coronavirus itself gives him an instrument to make decisions, social, economical, political, in America, in additional places. I think it maybe has to do with, not directly, but it actually gives him a catapult to do many changes in the world. Of course, there are opportunities of acting with a strong arm, as they say. Sasha, I don't know if you think this way or not, but there's a feeling that it's like a theater, meaning there's a provocation that's awakening. And first of all, we all found ourselves in a situation in which we are not just rolling in this state, in the current state, like in the previous thing with the inertia of what was before. We're just bored and we're fed up. But now every day something's happening. See, now in Switzerland also, there's a government that's in a question mark of what to do. Also in Europe, there's a big question what to do. In Asia, there's this uniqueness of the situation itself. The virus is the background of all that's happening. We know all the recommendations of the doctors, but the results of the virus is the most important thing. What are we actually seeing that's happening? No matter what state you look at, as much as the means that we take, the measures we decide and do. So the question is whether what we do financially and socially, will that bring to a worsening of the state in the world? Or, Rav, I can't say here clearly. If human society, if humanity gets rid of all the redundant things economically, then of course this will be the best possible thing, both for humanity and for nature, and as far as the virus is concerned, this will. That's how it will come down. But I don't know how ready humanity is to this, especially due to the fact that America will go in its way. So let's see what will happen. I think that in Europe, it will be a different way to take care of this. There's a different attitude towards the population, and especially in Israel, here altogether, the government cannot allow itself to relate to the population however they feel like it, and to put the economy above everything. Here, first of all, we have to care for the people. No one will allow any government to act in such a way that they take into account only growth and the economy. Sasha, we're living in such a very special situation here in the country. I tried to also, when I came here to the studio, so it was really like an adventure. I went through different barriers and everything is empty. How do you see what's happening here? What is the uniqueness of what's happening in Israel?
В Израиле особое отношение к жизни.
You need to understand that in Israel, there's a special attitude towards human life. It was like that with Jews. Nothing you could do about it. If the government will err somewhat and harm the lives of the population, disregards the life of the population, they will never be forgiven. There will be a resistance, and they will simply dismantle the government immediately. It will be, there's a very strong force amongst the people about that, this topic of human life above everything. Sasha, do you think that Trump can operate like this and take such a chance, and in Israel we have to just worry about human life? Rob, I can't imagine such a situation in Israel, as much as I know the people and the government and all that's happening here. You can't even think in that direction like in the United States. Meaning, every prime minister, no matter who, here in Israel, every party that would be in the rule, always needs to yell and say that we, first of all, put before everything the value of the human lives. And that's the critique that we're hearing today. Why aren't they caring enough for the life, the value of life? And that's how we're going out one towards the other. But only we're caring and you're not. It's all around people's lives. And that's how it is. So let's say about 10, 20 million people die. But all the rest will nevertheless have resuscitation equipment and ways to live and medicine and all that. Trump says very simply, competition everywhere is competition. Sasha, but in America also, there's that. It has its own uniqueness, like in every other country. The public, the citizens are buying weapons in a high way. They're all getting, they're arming up. Yes, there's no coercion there. They're operating according to the same laws that they lived by. Sasha, is there a connection between that with how they took upon themselves in America very harsh limitations? Then the public started to relate to this negatively in a demonstrative way, and they're breaking the laws, and they're saying that these are not values they grew up on, the whole matter of limiting freedoms and movement. So you don't know if they're artificial or real, but every country somewhat, these things come into expression in a very unique, special way in this complicated situation. In Israel, one thing, in America, something else, in China, another thing. It's interesting where this is all leading, and the main thing is that we're not just looking at this through the screens. We're all living that state here in this world. The economical system was built, the world financial system was built upon the value of the dollar, and it's all around that. It doesn't matter if we're talking about oil or the markets, the stock exchanges, it's all related to the dollar. Rav, in truth, I don't know what's going to change. What will change? That gold, the value of gold will replace the value of dollar. Nevertheless, they will have to find a solution. Sasha, what I'm trying to say is that they're working on alternatives. Now, assuming that very isolated countries from one another, then what's happening is that countries are being closed up within themselves. And we can see, let's say, what's happening in Europe. No one's asking the UN. Every country is operating on its own. So what actually is happening? That if the currencies of all the world, the local currencies, lose their values, then let's say in China, they're leaning on the realistic potential, the financial potential that they have, so they produce a certain measure with their people. And what's about to happen actually is that the whole world will look between several economical local systems. That's going to happen. If the good for the world is going to be able to manage this new state, or maybe nevertheless we will raise the of one currency through which everything manages. What do you think about that? My point of view will not help the world. Nothing. Because all these things that are happening, these resistances to all that the economical system is going to have the general law of nature, the gravity of nature. Nature is obligating us through viruses, problems, falls in every field. No matter what, nature will force us to take up the program, the plan. And the plan is simple. You are one humanity and you need to build one unique and system. You can't hide from each other and so on. We will have to nevertheless reach that. If the rulers of the world, leaders of the world understand that and start somewhat advance more or less in that direction, then whoever advances more to that direction will benefit. That is the upper governance as far as nature towards humanity. Changing qualitatively is obligating us to become integral in a way in which we are connected to one unique system. Whoever comes closer to that system is more similar to it. I think that that's what we're going to see in the near future. On the other hand, it's good what's happening. Think if such a closed system didn't exist, if we weren't capable of labor, what would happen to China? What they would have done towards those people that are under that virus? They would leave them until they die, all of them. Yes, of course. It's kind of like how the Chinese painted themselves a nice way towards everyone, Sasha. So, relative to this, you think that the whole body is... where every government and every state is closed up within itself, within its... which binds all together until we an understanding, a mutual understanding. This virus will simply wear us down. Sasha, two short last questions. In a more humane way, and which of these models is special to you? Or which people say, which are now being closed up within themselves, they can't go out, you can't go around. What can we wish those people in the first of all, I would advise to watch all our programs to discover in every possible way, in every language, to discover that there is a system of the world in which we can come to the most comfortable state, the safest, and so on. Meaning we're open to everyone. Please use what the wisdom of Kabbalah is telling us for thousands of years. You discover that there is a system here of healing, a system of correction of all of humanity from the ghost. And this renewal of the world, if you correct, scared of it, Ralph. No, no. Sasha, but if we look above that, maybe we'll nevertheless find some point. Look, in all the countries in the world, you in the Russian language, many people are participating in these programs that you'll join with us as well. And we're seeing that above all this separation, people from different countries in a very calm manner are... It's happening that people in such a connected way, even though they're distant, we're seeing people are in such a, kind of aiming themselves in a good, positive way. Look, we have a model that...
This is
I bless what you're starting and what you're doing. Please start showing what's happening with you to everyone. Sasha, thank you very much. I really hope we'll do that together.